East Coast Breakfast.
There are roughly 4,500 new cases of HIV infection every day. 70% of people diagnosed with HIV living in Africa. South Africa, unfortunately, home to 7.7 million people diagnosed with HIV. So as the head of HIV and TB treatment research in Caprisa, Professor Kogi Naidu, has research evolved in a way that a downward trend can be noticed as we sit here right now in South Africa?
Absolutely, Darren. So from 2010 to 2018, we've observed a 40% reduction in rates of new HIV infection.
That's fantastic.
However, despite the reduction being really great, the rates of new HIV infection is still way too high for us to be comfortable or complacent. There's still much more that needs to be done to bring down the rates of infection to actually zero new infections each year.
Do you think we are the victim of our own success in that because we've had a 40% reduction, we have we've sort of like amped down on the information that was put out there on safe sex and safe transmission of blood and fluids?
Absolutely. I think we don't talk about it enough. It's certainly not visible. Despite our community being ravaged by HIV infection, there isn't information that's freely available. There isn't billboards that you would see reminding people of messages to stay healthy and stay HIV negative. So certainly there is complacency. Despite pre-exposure prophylaxis being made available, the uptake has been slow. And dropout rates are high, so the community don't feel sufficiently educated or mobilized to take up technologies that are available to protect themselves.
Kogi, I would just like to know, there was a time, and you know, especially in South Africa, where there was a specific kind of lifestyle that was led that we associated with HIV and AIDS. Now in 2019, is there a specific age and or gender that are affected more drastically than others?
Absolutely, Kerry. So the young women and adolescent girls aged 15 to 24 are at substantially higher risk of acquiring HIV than their male peers. So women peak, their rates of acquisition of HIV peak when they're really young and vulnerable, and it's actually really sad.
I think that is the most depressing element of this. And obviously, we've seen the research, but from the prof's mouth, how does being affected with HIV contribute towards illiteracy and unemployment in South Africa?
So the biggest issue is with adolescent girls and young women acquiring HIV and very often also falling pregnant at the time of acquiring HIV, dropout rates from school are higher in this group, and that feeds the social ills of not being in a position to compete for jobs, to be educated, and to be more competitive. They become mothers and they're sick and then dependent on the health service thereafter and feed the cycle of transmission as they take on partners when they age.
Yeah, it's a double and a triple whammy. And just now you did mention what's called PrEP, pre-exposure prophylaxis. I want to get to that. We'll do that just after traffic.
East Coast Breakfast.
So we're back with Prof. Kogi Naidu, head of HIV and TB treatment research at Caprisa. We've learned two things so far already. One refers to a professor as professor, and secondly, that we are the victims of our own success because we have a 40% reduction in contraction of HIV in South Africa. We've become a little bit apathetic. We've sort of like lost our natural fear for contracting this disease, and people have become a bit lackadaisical, and so contractions continue of HIV. Yes, Miles.
Well, I have a question about this. This is the first time I've heard of PrEP, Darren. So apparently it's been around for a while. Professor, PrEP...
Yes.
I've got a couple questions in one, so I'm just going to ask them all together. First of all, it's called pre-exposure prophylaxis, so I presume you take it before you're exposed to the virus. So what exactly is PrEP? What does it look like? How do you take it or apply it? What?
Okay, Kerry, so you're right. PrEP is pre-exposure prophylaxis. This is a tablet. It's a blue tablet that's oblong. And it's taken every day. It's an anti, it's a combination of two antiretroviral drugs, that's specifically anti-HIV drugs. These tablets are taken by HIV negative people to protect themselves from acquiring HIV infection. So it's taken by people before exposure when they know that they're HIV negative.
Do you have to take it like the pill every day?
You need to take it every day for as long as you perceive yourself to be at risk for HIV.
Where do you get these? How much are they?
So it's available in the private sector for about 250 rand for a month's supply. You need a doctor's prescription for you to get it and an HIV negative test result. If you are in the public sector, there is an app called PrEP Finder. Mm-hmm. It's being rolled out in very specific demonstration clinics, government clinics. In most communities, it's not widely available in every single health facility. That would be ideal. But right now, it's available in a limited number of facilities that you're able to know about through using the internet.
Kogi, may I ask you something quickly on that? So let's say I don't know that I'm actually at risk, and then the morning after, maybe I think, oh, sure, but maybe that wasn't a safe situation I was in. Would that be too late then to take PrEP?
Okay, so now what you need is PEP, which is post-exposure prophylaxis.
That's a thing?
Very much. That would be a tablet that you would take for 1 month after you're in a high-risk sexual encounter where you're unsure about your partner's status. You did not use any protection, and you now fear the risk of acquiring HIV from an event that has just occurred or has occurred within the last 72 hours. So you now need to go onto a limited time frame course of antiretrovirals to protect your body from becoming from taking up the HIV virus and becoming HIV positive.
Okay, so PrEP before PEP. Host.
So we've heard about PrEP and PEP. I think the next question is, how effective are these methods?
Okay. Mm-hmm. So PrEP has been studied extensively over the last decade in more than 12 very large clinical trials done in many different countries in Africa and elsewhere. And if taken... it's been demonstrated to be more than 90% effective.
Wow.
And it's taken, it's incredible. And if it's taken daily, consistently and correctly, with good adherence or good pull-taking behavior, then the efficacy is close to 100%.
Sure. So, hang on. Why are not more people using this?
So you alluded to this earlier in one of your questions, Darren. The perception of risk is a big barrier. Individuals don't perceive themselves to be at risk because they're in a comfort zone with their partner. An HIV positive status is not apparent. The disease could be could have a lack of symptoms, so we say it's asymptomatic. So it's not evident that a person could be positive. And if an individual does not freely disclose their status, you'll be in a comfort relationship thinking, you know, you're not at risk. So the perception of risk is one of the biggest barriers of individuals failing to access preventive therapy.
Well, if there's one thing I take away from this, if it's going to cost me 200 rand a month, especially if I'm living a, I'm not going to say dodgy, but a sort of like, you know, a get out there and
you're living extreme, in South Africa.
You're living a lifestyle where you might meet several partners within a couple of months or whatever. 200 rand a month, that's nothing. That's like half a night out. To keep yourself completely protected and safe from HIV, it really seems like a no-brainer. And the fact that you have PEP there as well is another thing as well. Quickly, we're running out of time. How close are we to, I know I saw something on CNN the other day about an HIV vaccine. How close are we to that? And has the new, the discovery of a new strain impaired that somehow?
So the vaccine development field has been had significant impetus over the last the recent couple of years, with several new vaccine candidates that are being tested in the field. Results are expected to come out at around 2023-2024, so it's not imminent.
Yeah.
Certainly the technologies, the laboratory methods and the science has evolved substantially to get us closer to getting a protective vaccine or other types of agents like broadly neutralizing antibodies. So these are other molecules that help boost the body's immune system in preventing HIV infections. So the struggle is still on.
Yep.
Research efforts are furious. However, there's no vaccine in sight imminently in the next year or two.
All right. So until then, we have a PrEP for pre and PEP for post with a 90%
sure.
prevention record. That's really, really amazing. If we're still having having people who are getting the disease, then you're just not doing the work. That was the head of HIV and TB treatment research at Caprisa, Professor Kogi Naidu. Thank you very much.
East Coast Breakfast. Of